Finance Minister Henry Musa Sivi is delivering his first budget amounting to 84.4 trillion shillings. He began by reporting on the state of the economy, indicating that it continues to be resilient and that the size of the economy is expected to increase to $69.3 billion by the end of this month. He says with commercial oil production commencing this year, the economy will grow by 10.2% and that this large economy will create more jobs, raise household incomes, expand opportunities for business and generate resources required to invest in service delivery. On the employment creation, Musasizi reports that more jobs have been created, with the services sector accounting for 50.5%, up from 47% last year. He says employment in the private establishments has also increased by 245%. He says going forward, every major intervention in the national budget must be judged by how many jobs it has created, incomes and improved livelihoods.
Growth is projected to accelerate 10.2%. This will mark Uganda's first return to double-digit growth since the reforms of the 1990s. Most importantly, a larger economy will accelerate more jobs, raise household incomes, expand opportunities for businesses, and generate the resources required to invest in quality education, health care, infrastructure, security, and other public services that improve the life of Ugandans. This performance confirms that our strategy of investing in security, infrastructure, wealth creation and the productive sectors is delivering results.
On the side of public debt, Musasizi reports that the size of public debt stands at 126.2 trillion shillings, which translates into a debt-to-GDP ratio of approximately 53%. He argues that public debt should be assessed alongside assets that it finances and economic returns generated, saying over the last 10 years, this debt has grown because of strategic investments that are transforming the country.
These investments include integrated transport infrastructure, which accounts for 31.1% of the debt, electricity infrastructure, which accounts for 19.3%, water infrastructure, which accounts for 10.3%.